Pat McGannell took a long weekend this weekend, so that means instead of Pat this morning, we have Anthony Jay in the Weather Center. Good morning, Anthony.
Hi, good morning.
And how are you this morning?
Very good. How was your weekend?
Well, the weekend was fine. The only thing that Saturday was a beautiful day. Now, I had a laugh because all the forecasts said that we'd get a look at the sun yesterday, right?
Right, right.
Well, we got a look at the sun at about 5:40 for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'd say about the same thing here as well.
But at least we did get a look at it. We did. But
a little bit of buzzkill for the well, for me, I was going to go to the beach yesterday. So yeah. I decided to not do that.
Well,
it's only 65 degrees at the shore.
At least it didn't rain, so we had a rain-free weekend and everybody could go out and do their activities what they wanted to do. You just couldn't go to the shore. You couldn't go swimming on Sunday.
Exactly. And for me, it's got to be hot for me to go. If I go to the beach, the water's at least got to be 70 degrees for me.
Yeah, well, no, I like warm water too. I when I go swimming, but I haven't been swimming like the last two summers.
I
also like to swim in pools. I don't like to swim in lakes.
I prefer a nice a nice pool, but compared to the ocean or maybe a lake sometime too. But
no, give me a pool. Give me a pool.
Yeah.
Give me a floating chair in a pool. And a couple of beers and
a cocktail or two to go along with that would make it absolutely perfect.
So now that we made it through the weekend, what does this next week look like?
It's looking pretty good actually. Today we'll have a little bit more sun than yesterday, so we'll get into the 70s. So that's not, we can't have too many complaints about that. You know, chilly overnight. 40s overnight tonight. And then the completely sunny day, I think, tomorrow for Tuesday. So nothing much going on Tuesday. The only bump in the road this week would be, I'd say, the middle of the week on Wednesday with a cold front. Could have some afternoon storms. I don't think they'll be much severe, but we could have a few stronger storms with maybe some heavy downpours Wednesday afternoon. But not an all-day thing, getting more like typical summertime stuff. And then after that, I think it's clear sailing. Thursday, Friday, and maybe the weekend is looking completely dry and sunny the way it looks right now. So that is some news that everybody wants to hear, I'm sure.
Because, next weekend is also a pretty busy weekend. The weekends are all busy from now on. But so then we just have to worry about showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday and Thursday?
Just Wednesday. Thursday will be fine. Sunny on Thursday.
All right. It'll be cloudy most of the day on Wednesday.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, we'll have some sun. It'll be a little more humidity of the air, a little bit more of that summertime feel coming back on Wednesday. And I think it lasts, like I said, right into the weekend. So we've had a stretch of pretty lousy weekends around the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast the past few weeks, but that is going to...
Well, if next weekend's going to be a nice weekend again, maybe Pat's going to stay an extra day again because he's been missing so many.
Yeah. It's, These winters really wear us meteorologists out.
Well,
but
that's why you get paid the big bucks, because you're the Monday guy. You're the Monday guy.
Nothing more important than Monday morning, right?
No,
Monday morning drive and radio.
Monday morning, you set the table for the week. Whether you put people in good moods or bad moods by taking a look at the week ahead, and obviously, everybody's going to be in a good mood because the week ahead sounds pretty good, except for Wednesday.
Exactly, yes.
And Wednesday's Prince Spaghetti Day, so it doesn't matter anyway.
Was that Prince Spaghetti?
You never heard of Prince Spaghetti Day?
I don't think I have, actually.
No, your name is Anthony J., right?
Yes.
Now, I would figure, what's your last name? Is it J.?
Actually, it's pronounced Francis.
Francis. Uh-huh. Yeah. So, but I would think that you're of Italian heritage.
Yes. I'm mostly Italian heritage, yeah.
Okay, well, I want you to Google Anthony and Prince Spaghetti. Wednesday is Prince Spaghetti Day. Because there's this famous commercial, and I think it's like Brooklyn. It's in black and white. The woman yells out, Anthony. And he comes running because it's Wednesday. It's Prince Spaghetti Day.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised. How old are you?
I am 40.
All right. Well, you're on the lower cusp. You wouldn't. Google that. Google Wednesday is Prince Spaghetti Day, Anthony, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
I will. You like Italian cuisine generally?
I like any cuisine, but I love Italian cuisine. I love lasagna. Real lasagna, though. I was talking about this with Pat. I hate when people put like asparagus and spinach and stuff in lasagna. It's just got ricotta, it's got cheese, it's got tomatoes, it's got beef. That's what's in lasagna.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't like that extra stuff.
Now I don't mind a white lasagna occasionally, but that's not really lasagna. That's almost kind of like a cheese pie. I like the regular lasagna with the sauce and the cheese and the meat and the tomatoes. But you know, I hate when you bite into a piece of lasagna and you find a piece of spinach or something like that. It doesn't belong there.
Yeah, exactly. And I can cook a pretty good lasagna actually. So
you can. You see now, do you use pre-cooked noodles or do you cook the noodles and then make the lasagna?
I've done it both ways actually.
I found I like cooking the noodles first. I like that better.
Oh yeah, very good. It is actually one of my favorite meals, actually.
What's bad about it? It fills you up. There's a big pan of it. You can keep going back to it for like 2 days.
Yeah, it's very healthy, and you have leftovers for a
long time. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I like Italian food, but I mean, I'll try any cuisine. I like hummus. I like gefilte fish. I like. Yeah. See, now, have you ever had a corned beef sandwich?
Oh, yes.
See, Pat Pagano's never had a corned beef sandwich.
Oh.
In his life, he's never had a corned beef sandwich.
He's missing out.
Yeah. I can't believe that.
Yeah, I'll have to take him out. There's a bunch of places downstate that he...
Corned beef on rye with mustard. Come on.
That's
the best. Well, now that we've spoken about lasagna and that, let's recap the forecast for the folks.
Oh, yes. Well, here we go. We got sunshine today mixed with the clouds, mid-70s. A little cool tonight, if not chilly, upper 40s. But we'll be back into the mid-70s on Tuesday, tomorrow, with mostly sunny skies and light breezes. And then again, for Wednesday, we've got a cold front coming on in. So it'll be sunny the first part of the day. And then we'll have clouds and scattered thunderstorms. Maybe some locally heavy downpours with those storms. Not sure if they'll be severe. Pat will update you on that tomorrow. But watch out, maybe some stronger storms Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday evening. And then beyond that, it's going to be clear sailing with sunshine and warm readings Thursday, Friday. And it looks like, fingers crossed, that the weekend is looking very good as well, with high 70s and 80s coming back into the area. So great for Father's Day, Sunday.
All right. Now, so maybe you'll get out to the beach one day this week.
Yeah, I think I would love to.
All right, Anthony, next time we'll speak to you will be maybe next Monday.
Yes, you got it.
All right, take care.
Enjoy.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, Anthony J. in the Weather Center this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.